Donna, let's start with you and then Elaine. I'm sure you'll have some feedback too. But we have a question from Mia in Merritt Island, Florida, and she wants to know what do you recommend I do to learn about preparing for owning a horse farm of my own? Are there college classes, starter jobs, or what other options do I have for learning?
Well, again, I think your land-grant universities, every university is different, but their mission is to make sure education gets out there for anybody involved in agriculture. And I know Pennsylvania, we take a very proactive role in trying to put out educational programs that people can take. But the other thing I find is horse people are wonderful at wanting to share information. And I oftentimes tell somebody that's purchased a farm, that wants to determine where to put their fencing, how to lay out their farm, what to do with employees, they have a series of questions, is to seek out a farm that's been in business for a really long time and spend some time at that farm. Call them, ask if they'll spend some time with them. You can learn so much just from being on a farm and learning from not only their successes but their failures.
Okay. And Elaine, what resources would you recommend people get a hold of to learn about keeping horses at home?
I would mirror a lot of what, or all of what Donna's saying. And in fact, farm tours, I mean, Donna said to go and visit farms. That would be great. And then a lot of agencies in different parts of the country actually host farm tours where they go to their educational events that go to different horse properties. And they look at the different practices in place. I think it's quite common in the Northwest, the Pacific Northwest, that conservation districts and resource conservation districts both offer farm tours and educational events where you can, it's kind of like a street of dreams kind of thing for horse owners, where you can walk through different horse properties, you can hear what practices they've got in place, like manure management and how they're managing manure, what they like, what doesn't work for them, what they do differently. You can check out the kind of footing that they've got in their paddocks, the sizes of their barns and their paddocks. I think like what Donna was saying, that farm tours are a great way to go as far as getting ideas.